The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen, let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans all across the globe. Welcome in. It is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. I'm Andy Dorf, and we'll catch up with Mike Wilson here momentarily. Obviously, so much happening in the sports world, people. Bowl season is underway, as we all know. The NFL is absolutely on fire with a couple of games on Saturday, and then obviously a whole docket of NFL action to talk about. For the Sunday action. And then, man, oh, man, the NBA heating up as well. Lots of guys playing well, lots of emotions, lots of talk. LeBron and his level of play is just outstanding at this point. I'm just amazed at how good this guy is, even deep into his 30s with all the minutes that this guy's logged throughout his career. Just incredible. Melo going back to New York, it wasn't very pretty for him. And that's interesting because you think about all the guys that have moved places in the NBA from over the summer, and now they're with their new teams, and these guys are having trouble when they go back home, like a Paul George when he went back to Indiana, obviously. Oladipo playing against his team from, you know, he's on Indiana now, but he played for Oklahoma last year. All those guys struggled a little bit. I find it to be somewhat interesting because the truth is they were trying to go out there and play too well. Sometimes you gotta let the game just come to you the same way that the Dorf man likes it come to him, or lets it come to him. Anyways, I know I gotta take a break, so we'll be back on the other side, and hopefully I'll catch up with my buddy Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com. But it is Dorf on Sports, the weekend edition. I'll be right back after the pause for the cause.
This is Dorf on Sports. Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go, SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
Cruise into the holiday season sipping drinks and enjoying bay views with Hornblower Cruises and Events. Step aboard for a champagne brunch, savor the culinary creations with a festive dinner, or watch the fireworks from the water on a New Year's Eve gala. Make a splash and give the gift of a Hornblower Cruise, or start a new holiday tradition. There's a cruise for any occasion. Sailing all December long, visit hornblower.com for reservations today.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for a simple rate as low as $19.99 a month. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For as low as $19.99 a month with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
Call 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. 800-587-4281. Call now. That's 800-587-4281.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Rivers, five claps of the hand, locked left side, five-step drop, pumps, checks down, throws middle, end zone, leaping grab made, touchdown! Hooks up with his tight end, Hunter Henry, as he gets a tad taller in the middle of the Navy end zone, over Byron Jones, and the first touchdown belongs to the Chargers, 9-0, 8:59 to go, third quarter.
Third and 14, Stafford, shotgun snap, throws down the right sideline, flag in the air, it is caught by Marvin Jones and takes it in for the touchdown. Marvin Jones, flanked by two Viking defenders, plucks it out of the air.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. That's right, I'm Andy Dorf. Thoughts and opinions, 1-800-878-7529. Those are my digits. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Got to thank the NFL.com for those highlights. Man, oh, man, just when you think about the NFL in general, just amazing. It really is. We're week 15 now. We had a couple games. We were lucky to have those Saturday games this week. We were privileged to watch the Chicago Bears play the Detroit Lions. And if you can't tell, I'm being a little facetious there because the Bears are a team that's 4-10. They're not very good. The Lions 8-6 after the win yesterday, improving themselves and obviously helping their case for the playoff push. They needed that victory. They needed it bad and they got it. They were playing to Detroit. I wasn't expecting anything but this outcome, so I'm not too surprised. Stafford and the Lions, they get past the Bears. Again, I don't think many people are surprised about this. This is the better football team. They have a legitimate shot to make it to the playoffs. On the other hand, the Chiefs and the Chargers. Let's dissect this game a little bit. It was pretty interesting, if you ask me. Phillip Rivers really struggles against this Kansas City football team. If you look at the two games that this guy played against them this season, not very good. He throws a lot of picks. He doesn't have the best games, which is surprising because Phillip Rivers, in all honesty, all season long has been pretty fantastic. They obviously got out to a terrible start, the Chargers. They're 0-4, and then all of a sudden they're in the mix of making the playoffs. They're now 7-7 after the big loss to Kansas City, who is 8-6, and now they have the inside track in that division. I know that these two teams have split the season. However, Kansas City has improved their record, whereas the Chargers went back a little bit, a step back. Melvin Gordon looked all right. The guy had 19 carries, 78 yards, one touchdown on the day. The big guy in that game, though, Kareem Hunt. Holy smokes. That dude had been playing pretty poor for about, I don't know, 4, 5, 6, 7 weeks, along with his whole team, to be honest with you, the Kansas City Chiefs, who haven't looked very good. But all of a sudden, they've kind of figured things out in the last couple of weeks, and they are ready to make that playoff push. So after what I saw yesterday on Saturday, I'll tell you what. The Kansas City Chiefs have put themselves back in a great position to win this division and make the playoffs. The Chargers, they're on the outside looking in. And same with the Raiders. And the bottom line is this. Whoever won that game between the Chiefs and the Chargers would absolutely have the inside track on winning that division. And I'm not giving you anything rocket science here. But the truth of the matter is they had to go out and they had to perform. Alex Smith looked pretty good. Look, at the end of the day, you want your quarterback to be efficient. 23 of 30, 231 yards, a couple of touchdowns, and the big number, zero interceptions for that guy. Phillip Rivers, on the other hand, again, he's been tearing it up lately too. 20 of 36 for this kid, 227 yards, and check this out, one touchdown, three interceptions. And the interceptions were really what killed this team at the end of the day. The Chargers will not make the playoffs, if you ask me, after this loss. This is going to be devastating. This is one of those losses that you just couldn't have at this point in the season. And on the other hand, is Kansas City all of a sudden starting to resurface? Is Kansas City all of a sudden this team that you want to look at and you want to say to yourself, hey, you know what? We're a team that played really well against the New England Patriots week one of the season. And then all of a sudden they went on a 5-6-7 week hiatus for the most part and gave the Chargers and everybody else a chance in that division to get back into it. So ultimately, look, the bottom line is I think the Kansas City Chiefs all of a sudden have the inside track to winning that division, and they are the team to look out for in the playoffs, especially out of the AFC West. And I know I got my buddy Mike Wilson from PacificTakes.com on the line with me now. So good morning, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Just a few technical difficulties, but we're all fixed now and we're ready to go.
Hey, man, you know I love you, brother, and it doesn't matter. Better late than never, you know what I'm saying, on that note. And you can call me late, but just call me. I don't really care, okay? It doesn't matter, man. But, look, man, I'm talking a little bit about the games from yesterday, the Lions and the Bears. I didn't spend too much time on that because I expected that. With the Kansas City Chiefs and the Chargers, though, I was absolutely – just amazed how Phillip Rivers looked so pathetic out there yesterday, just kind of throwing the ball in places where he was expecting guys to be, but instead there's three or four defenders there and a lot of poor decisions, I guess you would say, from one Phillip Rivers on that football field for his team, and it cost them big time yesterday against the Kansas City Chiefs, Mike.
Yeah, that's what it certainly sounded like. I mean, I was on my way back from Vegas and everything and, listening to the game. And that's what the announcers were saying. Like, he's throwing into coverage and he was just not being Phillip Rivers, when to me, actually, that's who Phillip Rivers is. I mean, he's a riverboat gambler to me. He's a gunslinger and he throws into coverage. He makes mistakes. He does all sorts of stuff like that. By him, doing what he was doing yesterday, it just wasn't a surprise to me that happened. Now, was I surprised by the outcome of the game? Yeah. The Chiefs were, Chiefs were reeling for the last month and, it was right there for San Diego to take, and they just couldn't take it. Kansas City came in more hungry.
Yeah, no, and Kareem Hunt got it going back again. Obviously, Tyreek Hill played pretty well, but they used Kareem Hunt very effectively in the passing game as well as the running game. He got back on track, man. 24 carries, 155 yards, the touchdown out of the backfield, the touchdown from the receiving end. And again, you have – three guys that are very, very difficult to cover: Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt, and Travis Kelce. Those guys are just fantastic when you think about it. So Smith has weapons, Mike.
Yeah, he does have weapons, and I think it speaks to a little bit of the coaching of Andy Reid too. I mean, he's not gonna have Alex Smith drop back and throw 55 times a game. That's not Alex Smith's game at all. If they get the run game going, like it sounded like they did yesterday with Hunt, it makes everything that Alex Smith can bring to the table that much more easy to accomplish. I mean, it makes them for a more well-rounded team. You spread the ball out. You're not asking one guy to win it for you, but it's a concerted, team effort in every sense of the word with Kansas City.
At the end of the day, this was such a big game because ultimately you pick up a game on your team that you just played, but also you put yourself in a great position to make the playoffs now. So is Kansas City a dangerous team, real quick, Mike?
You know, they've won two in a row, correct? I mean, that's the last couple of weeks. They've won two in a row now. This is the time of year when you want to start finding your groove. Okay. So, you know, I would say, God, that's a tough question, Dorf, because I mean, they went on such a real, I mean, they're losing so many games, but this is the time of year. So let's just see what happens. I'm not ready to call them, you know, like the team that you don't want to play.
All right. But with that being said, they did have a great showing week one against New England where they just looked fantastic. True. And I know that they went on that skid for a while. I know we got to take a break too, but I just want to get this thought out there. I personally think that they are a team that could be a team to be reckoned with, because if they get that mojo back, they have the running game, they have the passing game, and they have a smart quarterback in Alex Smith. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to come back on the other side. We're going to continue breaking down the sports world. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back in just a few.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Up the volume.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Leckler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line. Dodges to the right to the 20-yard line. Going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tyreek Hill skating all the way down the right sideline. 82 yards for the score, and the Chiefs take a 38-20 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
All righty, everybody. That is true. It is not fantasy football. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. Weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Thoughts and opinions, they're always encouraged. They're welcomed. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on the Twitter. He would be Pigskin Opinion. I'm Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out our website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, I'm about 34-5, maybe something like that, minutes away from obviously the NFL preview show, which is all next hour. We'll talk more about the games from Saturday. We'll talk about the return of Aaron Rodgers and the big game with the Pittsburgh Steelers and the New England Patriots and all the other huge games going on today and all the playoff implications and everything that's going on there. And then you can always catch me late night, overnight style on the Rewind. I start that show at 10 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. my time here in the Valley of the Sun, and 1 a.m. anywhere else on the East Coast. But we love talking sports, man. That's why we do it, Mike. And obviously, I just kind of want to wrap up the game from the Chargers and the Chiefs. 30-13 was the final score. And again, I just thought, you know, this offense of the Kansas City Chiefs really got it rolling. Kareem Hunt controlled the game on the ground. Alex Smith makes great decisions, Mike, day after day, week after week. And ultimately, he's gotten better later in his career, to be honest with you. And you mentioned Andy Reid. That's a great point, man. Andy Reid and Alex Smith have been so close for so long. These guys have such a great relationship. You know, we've heard the rumbling about Patrick Mahomes and this and that and the other. The bottom line is Andy Reid is very happy with Alex Smith and the job that he's done. And he's the guy that's going to lead them this year. I'm not talking about next year. Who knows what the future is? I just know that they've done a great job of staying the course and not having this be a controversy and not having Alex Smith have to look over his shoulder or anything like that, Mike. So I do give a very good pat on the back, a lot of credit to him, because Andy Reid has done a great job of keeping confidence in Alex Smith, and Alex Smith has done a great job of performing for him.
No, he does. He has. And, you know, the one thing you can always say about Alex Smith is, you know, he's not exactly going to win you games, but he's not going to lose you games. He does. He knows his skill set. He knows what he's good at. Andy Reid knows what he's good at. So the simpatica between the two has been very good. And let's face it, with Mahomes, I mean, I've heard the talk too about, you know, put in Mahomes. He's the kid with the big arm. He can extend plays. Well, okay, yeah, I get that. He's not ready. Okay. I mean, he played in a very simplistic system at Texas Tech. And he's not ready for the big stage in the NFL, where you got to read defenses, you got to huddle up, you got to go under center, you got to change the plays and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, Alex Smith gets the job done, and he's a pro, and he knows how to do it, and he knows how to get the job done. And so that's why Andy Reid goes, "You're my guy," you know?
Yeah, no, speaking of pros, I've seen the recent trend in the NBA lately, and that's guys going back to see their old team, like a Paul George, like a Victor Oladipo, like a Eric Bledsoe, who came back real early in the season back in November when he joined the Milwaukee Bucks. You have other guys that have, you know, gone other
Even
places.
Even LeBron did it back in the day with Miami and all that. Yeah, oh yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but to my point, you'll understand where I'm going. Melo leaving the Knicks and joining Oklahoma City. These guys have all struggled when they go back home. Like, what do you think the deal is? You know, they go to he goes to Madison Square Garden, Melo, I'm talking about. they lose to the Knicks, and obviously they played a triple overtime game the other night,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
they're playing on fumes, to be honest with you, to a certain degree, back-to-back nights, and they just go out and they don't play very well. So what do you think it is? Are these guys trying too hard when they go back to their old team, or are they just a little too tired? Is it a combination? What do you think it is?
No, I think it's a combination. I think they want to show the other team, like the Knicks or, you know, Indiana or whoever it is, what they're missing out on. I mean, these are great players in their own right. But, you know, I do think they press a little bit more when they go back to their old team, to the old arena. So I think it's a combination of the two.
Let's hear from Paul George, because he talked about going back to Indiana. So let's hear what Paul George had to say.
I don't know if they want me to be a circus act or be out there, you know, like a show. I played my hardest and I played hard every night. you know, I thought I took, you know, what the city was about, and that's being blue collar. You know, that sure was how I approached the game, play every side of the ball. You know, they have, you know, now they have with Lance, the guy that they're looking for.
You know, and Paul George talking about going back to Indiana and how hard he plays, and he does play pretty hard. He struggled, though, you know. But at the end of the day, when you think about what happened in that game, he had the last word, man. He told the crowd to be quiet. He put, you know, he put the shh up there to everybody. So at the end of the day, you know what, Paul George, and they got the win too. So ultimately, that's the best way you get back at your own team, isn't it?
That's the only thing that matters. You know, at the end of the day, that's the only thing that matters. I mean, you could have just the worst game of your life, but if your team is walking out of the arena with the dub, then, you know, everybody else can, you know, they can just shut up, as far as I'm concerned, because that's at that level, that's all that is about.
When you look at the Eastern Conference, I think it's pretty clear, Mike. We're on a path for, and again, this is barring any injuries or anything like that, okay? We're on another crash course. I'm sorry, but we're on another crash course to watch Cleveland play Boston to see who's going to go to the NBA Finals. And the Toronto Raptors may have something to say about it to a certain degree, but ultimately, I don't think they have enough to beat either Boston or Cleveland. And the same goes for Washington or Detroit or Indiana, who, by the way, has had a tremendous season thus far. We'll see if it continues. The New York Knickerbockers or the Milwaukee Bucks. I just don't think they have enough to get by those two teams on top. And the Western Division as well, the Western Conference, Houston and Golden State. I think we're on a crash course for those two teams to play. San Antonio might have something to say. I don't think Minnesota's going to have anything to say, to be honest with you.
They're not ready.
I don't think Portland's got anything to say. I don't think Denver. So, again, we're looking at like four teams that potentially could win the NBA Finals. Yes or no?
No, I absolutely agree with you. And, you know, it's kind of bittersweet to say that, and we're halfway through December, you know, that the crash course is coming, you know, sometime in late May between these four teams. But it is what it is. I mean, let's face it, those are the four teams with the most talent. Talent wins out. And we'll see if we get the, what is it, the
4.0?
The 4.0 between Golden State and Cleveland. Now, personally, you know, I mean, you know me. I mean, I'm not hoping for the 4.0. I'm hoping for, you know, Boston. I'd like to see Boston-Houston. I think that might be pretty entertaining.
Well, and I was going to ask you, do you think, I mean, looking at the body of work so far, and if Steph Curry's ankles continue to bother him, and they could be a problem, man. We know early in his career, he always had the ankle problems. He's been lucky for the past few years not to have those problems. But he's gotten that bad ankle once again, and he really did twist that thing pretty nasty. The bottom line to me is I think when push comes to shove, Golden State will play better defense than Houston. With that being said, Houston's a very good basketball team. But I find it hard to think that they could beat the Golden State Warriors four out of seven times. I mean, am I crazy? But could Houston get it done?
I mean, that's why you play the games, right? I mean, you got to lace them up. You got to play. I mean, you look at those two teams in the last 10 games. I mean, Houston's 10-0 in the last 10, and we got 9-1 Golden State in the last 10. So I would say that Houston could get it done. I would put the chances at it about 50-50 right now that they could do it. All depends on injuries. But Houston is a formidable opponent for Golden State.
No, I agree. I think they're going to give them all kinds of nightmares. And James Harden is obviously a matchup nightmare for everybody. And Chris Paul playing fantastic, which, by the way, they're 14-0 with Chris Paul in the lineup.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He's made a huge impact on them. I know we got to take a quick pause for the cause. So we're going to do that. I'll be back with Mike Wilson. You can get at him on Twitter at Specific Takes. That's where he writes for, but you can get him at Pigskin Opinion. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
On the inbound, they put it in the hands of LeBron. They have to hoist. Step back. Fires. The bottom! Absolutely cold-blooded LeBron James!
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
On the inbound, they put it in the hands of LeBron. They have to hoist. Step back. Fires. The bottom! Absolutely cold-blooded LeBron!
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003.
Here again, lobbing far side of the end zone. Berrios, touchdown Miami.
I'm on this Thursday night. Handoff, Hall, big hole, Hall, touchdown. And they never got him to the ground. Second quarter so far, a lot better for Pitt.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Alrighty, people, welcome back. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out with us. We like it. We appreciate it. We'd love to hear from you, by the way. 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For Dorfman, it is Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Mike, let's go bowling for a little bit, brother. Why not? Let's go bowling. You were in Las Vegas, Sin City, and you got to check out Boise State and Oregon. And Oregon got the news about their running back not playing before the game. And ultimately, I think that had a bit of to do with the outcome of that game. But ultimately, I just think Boise State, you know, outplayed him for the most part. That quarterback, Brett Rippon, really went out there and played pretty well. 362 yards, a couple touchdowns. But they were going up and down the field on Oregon all day, man. They put up 38. They scored 24 in the first half. If not for a crazy last 30 seconds or whatever it was in that first half, where Oregon, they have the fumble recovery that they run back for 86 yards, and then they have the interception in the end zone that the guy runs back. Just a couple of bonehead plays by Boise State, to be honest with you, to make it somewhat interesting going in at halftime, right?
Yeah, no, everybody in the press box was all like, holy crap, we can't believe what we just saw kind of thing, because – you know, they put up, Boise State put up 38. It could have been 50. I mean, you know, first quarter, Boise State throws the pick in the back of the end zone. They're trying to throw a corner fade. Oregon kid picks it off. You add a touchdown there. You take away where they're about to score about halftime. That's another touchdown. I mean, they could have put the whooping on the Ducks yesterday, and not that I would have felt bad about that. I mean, you know me. So, it was an interesting game, but Brett, you know, Rippon was just slinging it. He made some throws yesterday, and it kind of reminded me of his dad, Mark Rippon, you know, and the way he could sling it. So, Boise State, I'll tell you what, that Coach Harsin there, I saw him in the Hard Rock Hotel, and he was doing something. He was walking somewhere, but he has this swag to him. He has this attitude where it's like, and the kids feed off of it, because it's just one of those things where he's just, let's play. He had that look about him on Friday night where it's, I'm ready to go right now. If we could play this right now, let's go. And sooner or later, Boise's going to have to pay that guy. Otherwise, he's gonna get a lot of love from a lot of bigger programs, and certainly right now he's earned it.
No, absolutely, and it's amazing how the apple doesn't fall that far from the tree. The father was a great quarterback. The son looks like he's got a pretty bright future as well. You just said something that's going to make me want to go back here for a moment and get your opinion on this, because this just happened in our backyard here at Arizona State University, where we had let's get into it for a quick moment. Billy Napier obviously was going to be the coach in grooming, or whatever you want to call it, and he decided to walk. He got his opportunity. He's going elsewhere. He's going to a place that I think he's going to do pretty well, to be honest with you. Louisiana Lafayette, if I'm not mistaken, and he knows that part of the region very well. Coached for Alabama, coached at Clemson. How big of a mess up do you think is going on here at Arizona State University after they brought Herm Edwards in here? Ray Anderson got his guy, but they lose Phil Bennett. And in Phil Bennett's case, it's different. He's ill. He needs to have surgery. So therefore, he's coaching. All these guys are coaching the bowl game, but he's not coming back. And then Billy Napier, the latest to make his decision to get the heck out of Dodge here at Arizona State University. What say you, Mike Wilson?
Well, it was huge miscalculation on athletic director Ray Anderson's part. Huge. You don't tell someone coming in, even if you know who the guy's going to be, because let's face it, he knew that this was going to be Herm Edwards from day one. That's who he was going to. But you don't tell a coach or you don't tell the coordinators, hey, we're going to keep you around for the new guy. I just thought that was a huge miscalculation. Bennett, yeah, he needs some surgery, got some health. He was a Graham guy, though. He came here because he had a big relationship with Todd Graham. So that doesn't surprise me that he's leaving. Napier, go get your money, man. Go get paid. Go. You always the thing with associate head coaches or assistants is they want to be a head guy somewhere. And he's from that part of the country. That makes perfect sense. He owes Arizona State nothing at all. Nothing.
Well, especially the way that it went down. I feel like exactly. He owes him less. I mean, yeah. ultimately, it's like a slap in this guy's face. It's like saying, okay, you're going to be the guy, but we don't think you're ready at this moment in time. So we're going to bring this guy in who hasn't coached in college for 30 years.
Exactly.
And Billy Napier is supposed to just sit back and say, I'm cool with that. I don't understand what ASU is thinking, Mike.
No, they weren't thinking. Ray Anderson now with this debacle, his job is even more on the line with this debacle. So it is not one of those things where, you know, the Sun Devil fans on Twitter are just going absolutely just ape nuts when that happened. I mean, some of these people are like, they're not blaming Napier at all. They're like, this is Ray Anderson's fault. This is Ray Anderson's mess. And they better get a grip on that very soon going into spring practice and all that kind of thing, because this could blow up in Anderson's face real quick.
Yeah, I think we're going to find out how good Herm Edwards and Ray Anderson can be together.
Let me say one more thing going back to Boise State.
Yeah.
Boise State, I think they play Oklahoma State next year in their out-of-conference. And here's the other I don't want to see Boise State on the schedule. If I see Boise State on the schedule, I'm a little nervous if I'm a fan. But here's the other thing is going to make Boise one of those outsiders trying to get in to one of the New Year's Six Day Bowls or whatever, is they got all 11 guys on defense coming back. They're eligible to come back. So if nobody leaves, you got a defense that's been playing together for a couple of years now that can really, really put some hurt on some of the big dogs next year. So watch for Boise State to be kind of the home wrecker in college football next year.
Well, and we also know what they can do offensively, man. They can always get up and down on that bluegrass. They play pretty well. So ultimately, Boise State may be a squad to look out for next season.
And watch. Here's the thing with Oregon. So they take the interim off of Cristobal, right? The guy that was at Miami, right?
Yes.
That's his good thing that he signed that contract to be the head coach now, because if they didn't take that interim off and they're waiting to see how it went in the bowl game, he'd be looking for a job right now. You know, Oregon has some questions. Like they got the whole coaching mess. I mean, people will be like, hey, it should be the same thing. No, when your team goes through a coaching change like they did, it affects the team, and anybody to say anything otherwise is just kidding themselves. They got offensive line questions. They got defensive line questions going into next year. It's going to be, you know, I talked to a few Portland writers yesterday and I go, is it Chicken Little, the sky is falling kind of thing in the off season? They go, yeah, probably a little bit. You know, people will be concerned, with the Ducks.
Yeah. You know, I've never understood why these guys get fired before the bowl season happens.
Me neither. You know, I don't get it.
You know, I guess I just don't understand it, because you put that team or whatever university, you put them in a position where what are they really playing for? I mean, I know that they're playing for something, but this is a guy that they have believed in, that they've trusted, that's been a mentor to them for years, and then all of a sudden you're going to decide to just walk. I think that is just amazing. And, you know, we get angry when kids decide or professional athletes say, hey, I want this or that. why is it not the same when we talk about coaches leaving places?
Yeah, no, I get it. I mean, there were some people yesterday because Royce Freeman, the all-time rusher in Oregon Duck history, you know, he chose not to play. He was a little banged up. He gave them 4 good years. He owes them nothing. Now he needs to be a little selfish and be like, you know what? I'm going to get paid. He is going to get drafted, and he's going to get drafted in the first 2-3 rounds. And he needs to be a little selfish and kind of look out for himself a little bit now, because he doesn't want to maybe get injured worse.
I understand. So I understand.
I get the whole thing now. Don't get me wrong. If this was the Rose Bowl, if this is the Fiesta,
yes,
Royce Freeman plays. He absolutely plays. But there's no reason to get yourself hurt over the Vegas Bowl. There's no reason for that. And here's the other thing with Oregon. They have now all those assistants that their contracts are up, and they can start looking for other jobs. Some of those assistants are going to go to Florida State with Willie Taggart. One of them, the defensive coordinator, Jim Leavitt, he's always wanted to be a head coach, and the Portland Riders were a little shocked that he didn't get the head coach job for the Ducks. So if he goes, there's going to be a whole bunch of dominoes in terms of that Ducks staff that are either going to stay. There are a couple of Oregon State guys that coach at Oregon that may go up and join Jonathan Smith and Corvallis. I mean, it's, you know.
There's a lot that could happen. And
I understand where you're going with, you know, why don't we talk about this with coaches? Talk about this with athletic directors? What are you doing firing guys before the end of the year? Let it ride out, because you know what? Right now, Todd Graham to Arizona State fans is looking pretty good.
I agree. No, I hear you. And I just think it's interesting because it messes up your whole recruiting process, man. So ultimately, it makes no sense to do what they do. And by the way, if you want to keep checking out all things college, the College Football Insiders, you can always check out Pat Olson Sundays at 10 a.m. He always previews the big games. So you can always check him out. Pat Olson talking college football, College Football Insiders. But the truth is, Mike, what I know we're looking forward to the Final Four, but are there any other games that are intriguing to you as far as the bowl games?
There's a couple right in our hometown right here, dude.
Fiesta Bowl,
you got Penn State and you got Washington, and then you got the Cactus Bowl, which I think is a decent matchup between UCLA and Kansas State. I mean, it may not move the radar a little bit for fair weather fans, but for people like you and me, especially me, who love college football, that's an intriguing matchup right here at Chase Field in a couple of weeks. So
no, I agree. I like that Stanford TCU game. I think that's an interesting one.
What about Michigan State and Wazoo?
Yeah,
holy smokes! With Mike Leach, anytime Mike Leach is involved. Whew.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree, man. That's going to be up and down. And then obviously ASU playing NC State. I think that one is all of a sudden more intriguing because of what's going on with ASU. I know we got to take a quick break, so we're going to come back and wrap up this hour. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
First and 10, Ohio State at Michigan State's 48-yard line early in the third quarter. Snap to Barrett, sets to the 45 to throw, pulls the trigger, going down the right side. Benjamin Victor caught at the 10, drags his defender with him, and he goes into the end zone. Benjamin Victor on a 48-yard touchdown pass play, and it is 41-3. Ohio State ahead of Michigan State.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how
simple it is right now by calling for your free page publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
On its first and goal for Jacksonville. And Bortles off the play fake, looking for Mercedes Lewis. He's got him for the touchdown. The fifth touchdown this season for Lewis. And the Jaguars strike first.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, people. Welcome back. He is Mike Wilson. PacificTakes.com, and you can always get at him at Pigskin Opinion on Twitter. I would be Andy Dorf. You can always get at me at Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out our website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Hour number two is on the horizon, brother, and you know what that means. We go big time NFL for hour number two as we welcome in SB Nation Radio and all those people all over the country, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Philly, you know it, man. It's all over the place. Dallas, Vegas, you name it. We got you covered in every way, shape, and form. And we love all those guys that get at us, whether it's on Twitter or they call us 1-800-878-7529. Real quick, Mike, final thought for this hour, brother.
Final thought would be everybody needs to start watching some college football. You know, we got the bowl season. We got great matchups. The bowl committee did a fabulous job this year putting matchups, great matchups together. So everybody get at the bowl season when you can.
I'm going to piggyback that, brother, because you're right, man. It's hard to get into it, but once it gets going, I'm totally into it. I'm invested. I watch it. I hang out, and I totally get involved with the bowl season. Anyways, hour number one is in the books. That means hour number two on the horizon, and we're going to welcome in SB Nation Radio. So keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
This has been a terrific process with the House and Senate working together in conference, and there's a terrific bill that's going to get to the president to sign.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says he has no doubt Congress will pass a historic tax reform bill this week. Mnuchin pushed back on Fox News Sunday against an estimate from the Tax Policy Center that says the GOP tax plan increases the deficit by over $1 trillion.
I don't agree with those numbers. What this is all about is middle-income tax cuts.
Mnuchin says the new tax reform plan will make it possible for 90% of taxpayers to file their taxes on a postcard. Special Counsel Robert Mueller's team is fighting back against White House accusations that sensitive materials were acquired unlawfully. Yesterday, Trump lawyer Corey Langhofer said the General Services Administration unlawfully produced privileged communications that Mueller used as a part of his investigation into Russia meddling in the 2016 elections. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The holidays are a wonderful time of year, made even more wonderful when you're able to get all your packages out on time. So this holiday, ship them at Staples and get 10% off UPS shipping services. Staples is open 7 days a week and has all the mailing and shipping supplies you need. Staples. Shop, ship, smile. And right now, get 10% off UPS shipping services. Valid through 12/30/17. Exclusions apply. See associate for details.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
A Virginia woman is dead after apparently being killed by her own two dogs. Authorities say the body of 22-year-old Bethany Stevens was found guarded by two very large pit bulldogs in the woods near her home Thursday night.
Said it appears that the attack was a violent attack initiated by the victim's dogs while the victim was out for a walk with the dogs. The victim had defensive wounds on her hands and arms trying to keep the dogs away from her, which would be consistent with being attacked while she was still alive.
Goochland County Sheriff James Agnew confirmed the dogs belonged to Stevens and suspected they had been bred for fighting. The medical examiner's office said the cause of death was consistent with being mauled by the dogs. Agnew said the death is not considered a homicide. He described the grisly scene as the worst thing he's seen in his 40 years of law enforcement.
It was an absolutely grisly mauling. In my 40 years of law enforcement, I've never seen anything quite like it. Hope I never see anything like it again.
For more headlines, join us online at usaradio.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you are sick and tired of seeing NFL players disrespecting the flag by kneeling during our sacred national anthem, then you need to show your American pride and appreciation for the Stars and Stripes. Let everyone know that you understand and appreciate what the flag and anthem represent to our country. You can do this by wearing a Stand for the Flag and Kneel for the Cross t-shirt from Patriot Depot. Go to patriotdepot.com/standandkneel to get yours today. Don't forget to use coupon code USARadio to save 10% off your entire order.
An exclusive credit card company makes it even easier to spend your money. With more, here's correspondent AP Herald.
I'm sorry, sir, but nobody wants your autograph. No, really. Soon, with American Express, your signature may not be needed. Beginning in April, the credit card company is dropping the John Hancock requirement for all point-of-sale purchase transactions. The move applies to all merchants that accept American Express. However, merchants will retain the right to collect card members' signatures should they so choose.
High activity of flu cases are being reported in Texas, South Carolina, Louisiana, and Mississippi. The usual peak for cases of influenza isn't until February, so the concern now is, could this early outbreak be a bad one for the flu? USA's John Clemens has more.
Dr. Adam Welch of East Tennessee State University says 90% of all fatal flu-related complications occur in the age group of 65+.
Getting the flu shot is the best way to help prevent those complications. You may come down with influenza, but it's a much milder disease when you get vaccinated every flu season.
You're being told to wash your hands as often as you can and to use a moisturizer so they don't become dry. Also, avoid touching your face, your mouth, nose, or eyes because the flu virus can enter your body that way too. I'm John Clemens.
Join us online for more news at usaradio.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
It's time once again for the NFL preview, right here on Dorf on Sports. Now, Andy Dorf.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, whatever it may be for you. Welcome those folks listening to us on SB Nation Radio. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf getting you through. It's the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports. Man, oh man, Mike, I'll tell you what, brother. A lot to get into, as you know, as well as I know. We want to hear from those people all over the country, man. We want to hear from Detroit. We want to hear from Dallas. We want to hear from Vegas. We want to hear from Houston. We want to hear from sports fans, more in particular, NFL fans, brother. Week 15, and we are spoiled now. We get 4 days of NFL action now, man. Unbelievable, bro. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm doing really good. 4 days of NFL action. You know, concussions be damned. you know, kind of thing here. So, but it's going to be a good day of football. We got good matchups. We got important matchups. So we want to hear from Steeler Nation, Patriot Nation, Packer Nation, Philly, Oakland, Dallas, you name it. We want to hear you. We want some smack talk. We want people getting passionate about their team today, Dorf.
Well, and when you think about it, man, Lion fans should be feeling pretty good. They got the victory over the Bears, making themselves 8-6. And then the Chiefs get it done over the Chargers, giving them a clear path, if you ask me, to winning the AFC West. So a lot to talk about, people. Get on board with us, 1-800-878-7529. Let us know what you think about your team, man. It's week 15. Think about it. Playoffs, playoffs, playoffs. Who's going? Who's not? We want to know what you think about your team. Again, Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf. It is the NFL preview here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Judgment business on wins and losses. The one thing to take heart in is that his guys do play hard.
Kaiser, a bullet to the end zone, and it is a touchdown for Josh Gordon. His first since the 2014 season.
Cutler is under center. He's got four wide. First and goal. Miami at the 5 of New England. The running back in motion. The big pitch. Here comes Cutler running out of the pocket. Throws a pass. Caught by Landry on the near side of the 5. He dives to the pylon near side. Touchdown, Miami!
Third down and one at the 11. Le'Veon Bell with the carry. Starts to the left. Bounces to the right. Inside the 10. Has the sideline to the 5. And Bell will scoot into the end zone for the touchdown.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview. Right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, taking you through the NFL preview. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Patriot Nation, Steeler Nation, how pumped up are you about this game? Man, oh, man. We talk about big games all the time, Mike. We really do. But this is one that will probably have the path of the playoffs go through it. So, Steeler Nation, is this a big-time game for you? Do you need this game? You lose a lot to the Patriots, especially in the playoffs. So, ultimately, you want to have home field advantage. And then Patriot Nation, is this just a huge game for you to reestablish yourself in the AFC? Because everybody is a little down after the performance of Tom Brady in Miami. And you know what? He played bad, man, at the end of the day. And you know what? He struggled because he didn't have that guy, Rob Gronkowski, on the field. Well, guess what? He's back. And especially thinking about that, you know what? Packer Nation, we want to hear from you too, because that bad man, Aaron Rodgers, is back for you. And does he have what it takes to get you guys to the playoffs? And obviously, you're going to need some help along the way. But truth be told, it's not as bad as it sounds. You play Carolina today. You've already beaten Seattle. The team you don't have the tiebreaker over is Atlanta. So a lot of things have to happen in general. But getting back to the Steelers and the Patriots, Mike, and again, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up. Let us know what's on your mind about your team. Steelers, Patriots, big-time game, brother. How excited are you for this one, man?
Big time game. This is appointment television. This is exactly what appointment television is all about. And here's another little thing you got to take into consideration. Steelers are a 2-point dog in their own home. They're the underdog today. You know, that says a lot considering that, you know, New England came off such a, just a butt whooping by Miami. I mean, Miami was getting pressure on, you know, getting pressure up the middle on defense all game.
Well, that's a good defense, though, Mike. That defense in Miami isn't bad.
Oh, yeah, they're no joke. Anytime you got Ndamukong Suh down there, you know, Ndamukong's just going to wreak havoc. It doesn't matter what team he's on. He just kicks butt.
All right, so let me ask you this. You're right. Tom Brady did struggle. Obviously, as we all know, we all saw it. And how much of that do you put on Rob Gronkowski? Like, seriously, how much is he to blame for that lackluster performance that you saw in Miami last week?
Well, he should shoulder some blame because he was the idiot that went down and sucker punched pretty much the guy, you know, in that game. I mean, you don't do that. You're Rob Gronkowski. You got to be smarter than that. But we're talking about Gronk, and Gronk does what Gronk does. So, you know, it's just one of those things that unfortunately happened, and to a certain extent, it cost the team the win. But not it being able to protect Brady Monday night really just hurt him.
Yeah, and you know, the defense, obviously some key guys out for them on that defense for the New England Patriots. And I ultimately think that's what Big Ben and Le'Veon Bell and – obviously, that bad man, Antonio Brown. I mean, dude, he is just unbelievable. He can
just
have
huge games.
You got
to put him in the MVP situation. You got to put him in that conversation a little bit.
Yeah, interesting.
Not that he wins it. I mean, the receivers never won it. But, I mean, he at least deserves to be in the conversation.
Well, he does have a huge impact on a lot of games, especially late in games, because Big Ben knows he can go to that guy so often and so frequently, and he makes big plays. He gets that yards after catch that we talk about, the yak and all that. So the bottom line is, I'm looking at this in a way where New England's got to look at the Steelers right now and see them in a much different way, Mike, than they did last season. They're seeing guys that they've never seen before from the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah, a few of them. You know, Juju is going to be back. They say he's going to play. So
Le'Veon Bell didn't play.
And to me, that's the key. As Le'Veon goes, that team goes, because you can move Le'Veon all over the field. You can put him out wide. They've put him in the slot. Obviously, he's the running back. You know, he's kind of, to me, he's kind of the thing that stirs the drink.
The straw that stirs the drink.
Yeah, exactly. So as Le'Veon goes today, I think the Steeler fortunes go that way as well.
Well, and I've been very impressed with Big Ben Roethlisberger over the past few weeks. He's really stepped up his game. And early in the season, people talking about Big Ben calling it quits, not into this anymore, this and that and the other. Look, man, Big Ben's into it.
That's a bunch of bull.
He's a big-time quarterback. I mean, I'm sorry. And it's December, man. And this is when those guys show up more often than not. So I really think this is just a really special matchup at this point in the season. It means so much to both of these teams. And with that being said, Mike, who do you think this game means more to? I know who I think it means more to, but who do you think it means more to?
I think it means more to Pittsburgh. They don't want to go to New England. They don't play. They lose New England all the time in the playoffs. I mean, there's maybe been a couple of exceptions, but for the most part, Brady owns them and Belichick owns them. So they need this game to go through Pittsburgh, you know, come in the playoffs. I think it's more important to them.
All right, so I'm going to piggyback you, and I think it's more important for a few different reasons, though. I think the psyche of the Pittsburgh Steelers is way down when they think about the New England Patriots because of all the domination that you're talking about. So this is their opportunity to flex their muscles, to say, look, we've had to go through New England and Foxborough so many times that, you know what? Let's see what you do, New England, when you have to go on the road and play in the playoffs. And again, we're foreshadowing. We're already saying that this is going to be the matchup. And there's other teams out there that may have something to say about it and maybe put a cog in what we're trying to say here. But ultimately, I think you and I and most people will say, yeah, this is probably going to be the matchup that winds up happening for the opportunity to play for the Super Bowl. So with that being said, New England, Pittsburgh's got to win today. Mike Tomlin has to have those guys ready. I think Tomlin needs it as far as his psyche. I think Big Ben needs it as far as his psyche.
Yep.
Antonio Brown, all these guys, man, because they're so special, but yet they're unable to get over this major hump. So at the end of the day, Mike, I agree. Pittsburgh Steelers need to win today. They need to say, look, we're tired of going to Foxborough to play in the playoffs. We want to have a home field advantage, and we want to see what teams can do if they've got to come to our house. So, yeah, man, I'm on board with that. Well, let's get into this real quickly, and we'll continue this conversation on the other side. That bad man returning for the Green Bay Packers. He's going to Carolina. How do you feel about this opportunity for the Packers, first of all? And we know that Aaron Rodgers isn't 100% yet, man, but he's the best option. I'm sorry, man. He's the best option. This is money time, man. It's closing time, right? So you got to bring in the closer, don't you?
You have to. Yeah, exactly. You absolutely have to bring in the closer, whether he's 100% or not. And I would think that he's pretty close to 100%. I think a lot of this may be a little bit of hyperbole on some reporters in terms of how, you know, just maybe he's not 100%. I take Aaron Rodgers at 75% over most other people. So, you got to roll with him.
With that being said, Mike, what are your expectations for Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packer offense today?
Well, they've already kind of set the expectation by past performances. Everybody expects Rodgers to have a great game. You know, now Rodgers may temper that a little bit by saying R-E-L-A, you know, relax kind of thing, right? But, I expect a good game out of the offense. I think the offense will be reinvigorated by having their guy back. And Jordy Nelson would be like, dude, just give me the ball.
Yeah, I was going to say it might be a reemergence of Jordy Nelson getting back into this offense. And the good news is here is that he's got two guys now, because Devontae Adams has been great for Brett Hundley, and now you bring back Aaron Rodgers, who can get everybody involved. I know we got to take a break, so we're going to do that. Get at us, people. Let's talk football. 1-800-878-7529. He's Mike Wilson. You can always get at him on Twitter. It's Pigskin Opinion. You can always check him out. He also writes for PacificTakes.com. I would be Andy Dorf. You can get at me. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. So keep it close, everybody. It's the NFL Preview Show here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
Now the punt by Colquitt. He has been lazy, sharp today, and this is Davis in the 10. And now cuts it back the other way, and look out. Davis across the 20, the 30, the 40, across midfield with a punter to beat, and still on his feet all the way down to the Cleveland 25-yard line.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Again, get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now.
800-932-5517, 800-932-5517, 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Flacco from the gun on third down. Gets the shotgun snap. Has time. Backside pressure comes now. He's in trouble. He is sacked. The ball pops out and rolls out of bounds. T.J. Watt caught him from behind. Drops Joe Flacco. 8 seconds to play. The first time tonight that Flacco's been dropped, and what a time for it. As T.J. Watt gets the sack, and for Watt, his sixth sack in his rookie year. Lock winding. They don't know that the clock is running, and they're not going to get a play off. This is it. The ball game is over. They wound the clock, and Joe Flacco was unaware. That's it. The game is over. The Ravens were huddling up after the fumble out of bounds. They wound the clock. Ravens were unaware, and they watched the clock run out on a Steeler win.
Now, let's get back to today's NFL preview right here on Sports Byline.
Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. And I think about that play that happened. That was just absolutely crazy. And obviously want to thank NFL.com for all the clips that we get. But the truth is, man, you think about the way that end of that ball game went down, Steelers and Ravens. The lack of awareness by the Ravens to keep going and moving and do things a little quicker.
With no timeouts.
It's like sometimes your brain goes dead, you know? And speaking of that, I got a couple things I want to get out there, and then we will get out to the phones. I know we got a guy online, Chris Reed. He wants to talk to us about, I don't know what yet. We'll find out in a moment, yeah. But listen, Marvin Lewis, and the Bengals planning to mutually part ways. And I said this to you, Mike. You know, when we talk about this guy, I don't know why this took so long, first and foremost. Aaron Rodgers back on the field for the Green Bay Packers. Collarbone is still not 100%. But like you said just before, I'll take Aaron Rodgers at 75%. The Eagles are pretty confident that this guy, Nick Foles, can guide the team to victories. And you know what? They play the Giants this week. So, Giant fan, I'm sorry, but you know what? This is a good game for Nick Foles to be starting his first time for the year because you guys are lousy, bro. I'm sorry. You're lousy. It is what it is.
You're the JV team.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is what it is. So this is a good opportunity for Nick Foles to keep it rolling for the Eagles. Rivers looked pretty awful against the Kansas City Chiefs. So if you want to talk a little bit about that, we can obviously do that. Seahawks, Rams going at there. There's just so much to talk about. Let's jump back out to the phones, 1-800-878-7529. Let's hook up with Chris Reed. Chris Reed, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind, brother?
First off, Andy, Mike, you guys do a great job. Love listening to the show. My whole point is with the Packer fans and Aaron Rodgers, we need to be able to basically get out, start fast. Can't really get behind on these Carolina Panthers and just get at these guys. You know what I mean? Our defense isn't all that great. It's a bit suspect. So, yeah, we just we just need to get out there and start plugging away. I hope that we have some continuity and look like the old Packers offense, you know?
Yeah, no, no, I hear you, Chris.
Yeah, I would agree.
Let me ask you this, man. You know, you look at what they've done without Aaron Rodgers in that lineup, and I know you're a little down on that defense, but ultimately, I got to say, bro, that the defense has actually played pretty well for Brett Hundley over the past few weeks, and ultimately, you know what? They've given him an opportunity to be in the game late in ball games, and then again, you got to give Brent Hundley a little credit, too, because he showed up a little bit for the Packers late in ball games. Like, he's had his struggles throughout the game, but late in ball games, he puts it together. And you know what? They came up with a big victory over Cleveland. And ultimately, I mean, look, that's a dangerous game for anybody, man. Cleveland's a team that's really bad, but at the end of the day, those guys are professionals, too, and they go out and they play hard. They just don't have as much talent as most teams. But that was a scary game. They got by it. You bring back Aaron Rodgers. You have a glimmer of hope. You obviously got to hope that he can get Jordy Nelson back in this offense a little bit. Devontae Adams has emerged. So I look at this as a great opportunity for the Green Bay Packers, man, to go out there and showcase themselves. And if they beat Carolina, they'll have a tiebreaker over them. They've already beaten Seattle. They'll have a tiebreaker over them. The team that they got to look out for is obviously Atlanta, man.
Atlanta, yeah.
Yeah, and they're coming from behind. Obviously, there's other teams ahead of them still, but truth be told, the Packers control their destiny a lot more than people probably know.
Most definitely, and we can't forget about this little bit of a running game that we got going on with the two-headed monster, right?
Yeah, no, Williams has done a good job, man. I mean, at the end of the day, again, I know you're tough on that defense, and everybody's tough on that defense, but they've played pretty well, and they've given the Packers opportunities to be in games and to continue to play meaningful football at this point, because ultimately, the game that I think may wind up hurting them is the Pittsburgh game. And you know what?
Yeah.
They had a chance to win that game, and right now they'd be 8-5 and they'd be sitting so much prettier. But the truth is they still have a chance. They got an opportunity. They bring back Aaron Rodgers. And speaking of that, man, what are your expectations for Aaron Rodgers today?
It's going to be a rocky first half. I feel, I don't want to say that. I want to say that they come out and just lights out, you know, dropping bombs and get mixing it up with the running game and 50-50 ball. That's what I would like to see, but, you know, hindsight 2020. So
what are you predicting today, Chris?
It's going to be a close game, but Packers come out with the win.
There you go, brother. That's the way you got to think, man. You got to believe, my man.
And, Pat, go. And the reason why I'm so hard on the defense is because of the fact that through the draft, we pretty much drafted nothing but defense. King is on IR, and I'm not sure if we should have regretted dropping down to the second round to pick up two guys when we could have gotten Watt.
No, I feel you, and that's the one guy that definitely was on my radar, and I was like, God, they got to take him right now, but
yeah.
Obviously they didn't do that, and so and maybe they didn't want to put pressure on him. Think about it, man. He played at Wisconsin, and maybe ultimately they just were like, look, we like this guy, but we don't know if this would be necessarily the best fit, but ultimately you and I know, and Mike Wilson knows, that Pittsburgh got themselves one hell of a player, and they're lucky to have T.J. Watt. Hey, Chris, we appreciate your call. We got some other guys that we got to get to.
Thank you very much. Have fun
watching the game, brother.
Go Pack, go.
That's right, man. Go Pack, go. 1-800-878-7529. Let's jump back out to the phones. Let's shoot out to Houston and hook up with our guy, Juan. Juan, you got the Dorf man. You got Mike Wilson. What's on your mind today, brother?
Hey, Steelers fan Juan here in Houston. Just two questions, and I'll take the answers off air because I'm still getting ready for the game.
hey, by the way, Juan, where are you listening to us? Is it 94.1 there in Houston?
Yeah, 94.1, and it's Sports Map. Sports
All right,
Map,
nice.
94.1.
Nice. What's on
sorry
your mind?
For
Give
my
us
cough.
This question.
I'm feeling a little sick. So my first question is, how much did this game in particular – play in influencing only one game suspension for Gronkowski getting one game for jumping on somebody's back when he's practically out of bounds, when Schuster gets one game also for a legal hit? Yeah. And my second question is, what do you think the chances are that the Cowboys are going to get a third playoff win in 20 years?
That's good stuff, Juan. Appreciate the call, man. Love the thoughts. And we're going to get into this really.
The Cowboy shade.
Well, yeah, I love it, man. You got to love it. A guy in Houston throwing shade. Got to love it. Hey, but Mike, we'll get more into this on the other side because I know we got to take a break. But ultimately, man, I want to listen I'll tell you what. We'll get into this on the other side because I know we got to take a break. So keep it close, everybody. Juan will answer those questions on the other side. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're checking out the NFL preview show here on Dorf on Sports. Keep it close, everybody. We'll be right back.
Fake handoff. Another throw to Watkins in space. Inside the 10, the 5, to the pylon. Watkins is in for a touchdown. A little screen pass. Sammy Watkins, 16 yards out. And the Rams might have broken this one open here late in the third quarter on top 22-7.
Brady is under center. The snap, the spin, the handoff to Burke. Gets a block. He slips. He spins. He corkscrews into the end zone with a touchdown run. It's a three-yarder. Burkhead is in there, ties the game at 6.
First down and goal, Jacksonville leading 17-10. Ball just over the 2-yard line, I formation. Fournette is the tailback. Bortles will go under center, two tight ends right, one tight end left. Bortles takes the snap. He's back. He hands to Fournette. Running left side. Powers his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Jacksonville.
This is Dorf on Sports. Sports fans, for the best sports gifts, there's only one place to go. SteinerSports.com. With hundreds of daily doorbusters, some up to 90% off, Steiner Sports has you covered for all your sports gift needs. Steiner Sports is the leader in authentic hand-signed collectibles and official collectibles company of the biggest names in sports like Steph Curry, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Jeter, Odell Beckham Jr., Gary Sanchez, and more. Go now to SteinerSports.com to get that unforgettable gift at a Black Friday price. This holiday season, score big at SteinerSports.com.
Pooldog.com is the best place to buy billiard supplies online. In addition to having the guaranteed lowest prices and the largest selection of pool cues and accessories in the industry, Pooldog also provides unsurpassed customer service with free shipping on orders over $99, including to APOs, and a 60-day satisfaction guarantee. And be sure to use the code SPORTS at checkout for a 5% discount on your order. Give them a call at 866-843-3249 and sign up for a free catalog or go to pooldog.com. That's pooldog.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Each new Sunday meant a brand new challenge, rich with new opportunities. A time for achievement, a time for purpose, a time for glory.
First and goal from the 4-yard line. He'll fake the handoff to Gore, dumps it to the right for Jack Doyle, who's into the end zone. Touchdown, Colts. They're 1 point away from tying the game with 1:16 left to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 7-6.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back, everybody. Yes, I am Andy Dorf. He is Mike Wilson. Get at us, 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up and follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. And by the way, we're doing the NFL preview right now, but later tonight, you can always catch me doing the NFL Rewind. It starts at 10 p.m. Pacific Time, 11 Mountain Standard Time. Yep, 1 a.m., baby, on the East Coast. And believe me, man, there's going to be a ton of things to talk about. We'll have the return of that bad man in Green Bay making his way to Carolina. We'll have Nick Foles to talk about. We'll see how he leads the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll have that Patriot Pittsburgh game to talk about. We'll have the Rams, the Seahawks. Man, oh man, Mike, week 15, brother. I don't think it gets much better, man. And we're going to jump out to the phones in a moment. We'll hook up with our buddy Mitch in Santa Monica, but obviously I got to give you a chance to respond to that, man. So much to talk about, right?
Now, there's so much good football yet to be played, and we're getting down to a friend of mine would call this nut cutting time, where the pressure's up. You got to get to it. You got to bring your A game. It's all hands on deck, and we're gonna see that today. There's one team out there that I don't want to play. And if you're in the AFC, Jacksonville.
Yeah, they got that defense, man.
They got that defense, and they got Fournette now. They're the only team in the AFC that maybe could throw a little oil in the, in the cog there. And, I think we're headed towards Steelers and Patriots for the championship.
Oh yeah. No, I'm with you. Yeah. And getting back to Juan's question real quickly, and then we will address Mitch in Santa Monica, but I want to answer Juan's question. I think those hits are so different, man. When you really think about what happened there,
yep.
Juju Smith-Schuster is showing up a guy. And I don't think if he doesn't do that, I don't think the suspension happens at all. Gronk, on the other hand, man, the dude dove down at that guy who's defenseless on the ground, and he meant to do that. And I get what he's saying about the one-game suspension there. I really think it should have been more, but I think the NFL looked at it, and they go, well, they're playing Miami this week, and you know what? They probably can beat those guys without this guy, but you know what? They got that huge game against the Steelers in a couple weeks, dude. We can't do that to the viewers. We can't keep a star out of the game, because that would just be stupid. But you think there's a lot of stupid stuff that goes on in the NFL, brother. So at the end of the day, I think the hits are so different, and I really am disappointed in the way that it was handled ultimately, man.
No, I'm absolutely disappointed as one. And yeah, it has everything to do with money, having both teams at full strength, and assuming that New England was going to win the game.
Yeah, and I think ultimately this is a huge game. I think his other question was about who's the game more important for. Again, man, I think Pittsburgh has to make a statement, man. They got to say, look, the championship run is going to go through Pittsburgh. So, yeah, man, I think that Pittsburgh has to win today, because I think this is a huge game for their psyche. Let's jump out to go ahead.
I was just going to say one more thing. A previous caller was saying that the Packers have to get out quick.
Yeah.
They got to get out quick. Pittsburgh has to get out quick. They have a tendency to kind of let the game kind of come to them a little bit and kind of start off kind of slow. They can't do that today, man. They got to get out quick.
I agree. Well, let's jump out to Mitch in Santa Monica, because I still want to get yours and my predictions for what will happen with the day's action. So, Mitch in Santa Monica, you're up, man. It is Andy Dorf on sports. He is Mike Wilson. What's on your mind, brother?
Well, first of all, I did hate to bring this whole love party with the NFL and what's good about it, but God almighty, did anyone watch the Charger game last night? I mean, Phillip Rivers is like Brett Favre in 92, but he's got 13 years on him. I mean, that was the most pathetic display in the fourth quarter with his four consecutive turnovers, three ridiculous picks. I mean, it was a classic Brett Favre, like, throw it up and then you, like, look at the ground behind you. Picks. I mean, my goodness gracious. You really think the Chargers are going to do anything in L.A.? And you know me, Randy. I've talked about this. Since the days of Lee Hacksaw Hamilton and the mighty 690, where are you? Come on. Where are you in West Covina? When we didn't have football here and I would listen to the 690 from San Diego, I was on the Charger bandwagon. Of course, I'm a Packer fan, but that was like my team. And I thought that we get this team in L.A. that we can get, you know, it's an AFC team and these guys are fun, exciting. And Phillip Rivers, he just sucks. You know, you want to believe in them. You want to think he's a good – he has
absolutely
going him, but he's just terrible. He's terrible. And then you got Melvin Gordon from Wisconsin who's banging his nuts on the thing, doing his best, and then you got another pick. It's like, oh, my God. It's like it became unwatchable last night. And Kansas City, I'm sorry, they're a bunch of pretenders. And if you want to talk about pretenders, listen, you guys really think the Patriots are going to lose again after that abomination in Miami? I think the Steelers – are going to get demolished. I think the Patriots are going to be so infuriated. Belichick doesn't need to get in their head. All it needs is Belichick to look at a player in the eye or Brady to look at any player in the eye, and those guys know exactly what needs to be done. The Super Bowl is going to be going through New England again. I believe in those guys. You cannot not bet on the Patriots. They are the class of the NFL. No matter how much you hate them, it's crazy how much people hate them. Because I don't really hate them, you know. I really don't, if you think about it. They really show what everyone tries to aspire to. But I do love the fact, if you do the math, of what Dallas' chances are of getting this playoff picture. It's hilarious when you look at that. So anyway, let's get back now to the real business. It's like, if they win out, it's great. I was actually listening to something. It was classic Dallas Cowboy myopic talk. But you know what? I'm looking forward to A-Rod being back. I got my Cal Golden Bear back from college. My boy and I get to watch a football game together for the first time this year. We haven't watched a game. I mean, we've watched every game since he was an infant. We got him back today. So, you know what? It's all going to be a good day. Hopefully, A-Rod doesn't get crippled.
Mitch, man, you know how much we love your calls, bro. You are exactly what sports talk radio is all about, brother. Hey, what do you think happens? I got to ask you. What happens? Does that bad man get it done for the Green Bay Packers? And do they beat Carolina in Carolina today, man?
Sure, I'm a fan. Of course they're going to win. I mean, we've had chances to win. Hudley's kind of had them there.
Fanboys out. There we go.
You know, we're going to win. It's going to be a great game, and he's going to come back, and it's going to be the story of the week, and A-Rod is back, and he's, you know, throwing passes while he's jumping. He's scrambling to his right, scrambling to his left. Honestly, I think we're going to get killed. I don't know.
That was great, Mitch. That was
great. Seriously, you know, the Panthers are tough. I mean, you know, A-Rod is back. Who knows what he can throw? Listen, our defense has shown that it's completely susceptible to crap, and that crap has thrown up a ridiculous amount of points in which Hundley has had to come back twice in overtime to win. I mean, please, geez, give me a break, you know? Of course, I'm a fan. I'm a stupid fan, myopic Packer fan. Of course we're going to win. We don't get killed. Anyway,
right.
By the way, I called you guys from the train on the way to the Rams-Eagles game, and they tried to call you before that because I had a big, big wardrobe problem because I couldn't wear my Packers stuff to the Eagle-Ram game because then I'd be like, look like an Eagle fan. And then, but I don't need Rams gear, but so I ended up wearing my Cal shirt for golf. I think I did okay. What do you think?
Hey, no, not bad, man.
Didn't help.
Not bad.
Didn't help, though. It was a good game, especially after the tailgate. Three hours of tailgating. My goodness, I haven't done that in the Coliseum before since the Grateful Dead show in 1992. But anyway.
Wow.
Hey, that's great stuff, Mitch. Hey, as you know, man, we love your call. We love hearing from you. You can always get at me later tonight on the NFL Rewind. I believe it'll be 10 p.m. your time. It's 11 p.m. my time and then 1 a.m. Eastern time. And we can talk a little bit more about that bad man, man. So have a great day watching the game with your son, man. That's cool stuff.
I'm looking forward to it. Have a great week. We'll talk to you Arab Christmas, maybe next morning, next Sunday. When I get,
all right,
when I get, when I get my Badger back, I got my Badger, I got my Cal Bear back. Are you kidding me? Life's going to be great. It's going to be a great holiday.
Have a great day, man. That's good stuff. That guy is so passionate, Mike. It's
it's a good thing that he doesn't have an opinion. Like, he just kind of, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man, dude. Yeah. He doesn't know. No opinions from that guy at all.
Yeah, none.
Man. He's full of them. We love it, though. That's what sports talk radio is about, man. I love hearing from listeners about being passionate about their teams, man. 1-800-878-7529. He was talking all about all kinds of things, to be honest with you. And, again, Pittsburgh Nation, Steeler Nation, huge game there, man. Mike, let's run through these real quickly. Not that this has any big implications, but we're going to run through all the games. I just want your thought as to who wins the game, and I'll give mine too. Dolphins, Bills, who are you taking?
Oh, anytime Miami goes north in December, it's a disaster. Buffalo wins this.
And they need this game to keep themselves in that playoff mix. I think the Bills as well. Ravens and Browns.
Do you even have to ask? I mean, come on.
Look, man, the Browns get more dangerous each and every week. I'm sorry.
I mean, here's the question. Does Cleveland go winless?
Well, exactly. At this point, that is the real question. You're right. So they're a dangerous team week in and week out. I think the Ravens squeak by, man, because they need this game as well. Bengals and Vikings. The Vikings have a chance, man, to have home field advantage, right? So they got to keep winning, don't they?
Yeah, you go with Minnesota in this. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Jets and Saints. I like the Saints. How about you?
Oh, yeah. Saints. Breeze throws for 400 yards.
They rebound, I think. You know, yeah. They had a rough go. Eagles and Giants. Again, this is a great spot for Nick Foles, if you ask me, getting his first start of the season. Giants have been awful, miserable, if you will, and this could help them have home field advantage throughout the playoffs, too.
Yeah, I'll take Philly. Foles has done this before. He's been a starter before, so this isn't anything new for him. But I'll take Philly.
Cardinals struggle going on to the East Coast, man. They've got the Redskins. They play in Washington. Yep. Both these teams have kind of underachieved, but a lot of it has to do with injuries for the Cardinals, and the Redskins just not that great, never came together. But I like the Redskins today, man. How about you?
Yeah, you and I are agreeing on everything so far here. So, yeah, I'm taking the Skins.
Packers and Panthers, man, that bad man is back, dude. Not many tickets left to go see Aaron Rodgers and Cam Newton. I got to go with the Packers, man. I'm a Packer fan as well, dude. I got to go with them.
You know what? I'm going to go with Carolina. Yeah, no.
A smart man would. That's a smart man.
Yeah, Carolina, Christian McCaffrey, that whole offense, you know. Yeah.
All right. Texans and Jaguars. I like the Jaguars here. Texans will play them tight, but the Jaguars will get the victory.
Yeah, Jags all day here. Houston's just beset with injuries, so that makes it tough on them. Jacksonville all day.
Rams and Seahawks, we didn't talk about this either, man. These two teams are playing for first place. Rams got to get a victory, or the Seahawks get a victory, and they tie things up here. So makes this a very interesting game. Who do you like? I like the Seahawks, man. The 12th man, I think they find a way to get it done with Russell Wilson.
You know what? I'm going with the home dog. You know, I'm going with the sea chickens here. So CenturyLink's going to be rocking for that game.
Pats or Steelers, man? Who do you like?
Steeler Nation, baby. We're going to get it done. We're going to start fast and finish strong. And the road to the championship goes through Pittsburgh.
That's the way they got to have it. That's the way the mindset's got to be. And I'm going to piggyback it, man. I like the Steelers. Titans and 49ers, I'm going with the Titans. But I think it's going to be an interesting game, man.
I'm going with the Niners. They found their guy. They found their quarterback.
Titans need it, and that's why I'm going with them. Cowboys and Raiders, real quick, man. Who keeps in the mix, man?
The Raiders.
All right, we got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be right back. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the NFL Preview Show right here on Dorf on Sports. We'll be right back.
All right, first and goal from the 8-yard line. Peterman under center. McCoy in the backfield by himself. Moving from left to right, Peterman to throw, looking toward Benjamin to the back of the end zone. He's got it as he falls out of bounds. Touchdown, Buffalo!
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.